Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we're on Daf Kufav Amabez himself. So let's just do a review we did yesterday and segue into today. So the Gemara says, Anotli Yad of Leikadish. Okay, so the case is as follows. Simple. Pretty simple. It's Friday night, let's say. Friday night. And by accident, before you make Kiddush, you wash your hands. Salon Til Tadayim. For bread. Okay? Now, what do you do? You can't make hamotzi now because you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Right? But Rav says you can't make Kiddush yet either because the Kiddush will be a hafsik between the Netil Sinayim and the eating and the Suda. Because that's halacha. Take if Netil Sinayim Suda. There has to be a tziruf between the Netil Sinayim and the Suda. And if you're going to say Kiddush, it's going to be like Asach Adas. It's not going to be contiguous. You're going to be involved in something else in between your Kiddush, your washing, and your Suda. Right? So you got a problem on your hands. What do you do? Right? So Rashi explained, or Rashbam explains, what then do you do? Your motzi, your yotzi is somebody else. You have someone else be motzi you, and you drink from his Kiddush. Right?
Presuming that person wasn't motzi.
Yeah, sorry. Correct. No, two people don't make that mistake. One meal, you know? So,
Is there a minhag to do that?
Yeah, the Yekis do it. And,
they wash first,
I think so.
What?
Yeah, the Gemara rejects this. But whatever, but I think that's what the Yekis do.
What if you know no one else?
I don't know. Good question. Never happened. I don't know. Good question. So he says, oh, so the problem is, so apparently you see that apparently being Yotze Kiddush and drinking the Kiddush isn't the Hesach Hadas. Right, true. Apparently only making the Kiddush. So even though Shemek Ona and your Yotze Kiddush, apparently we said is Hetzach Hadas is a certain involvement. It's like a Hesaskos of the person in some other activity, which takes him away from his involvement in washing and eating. Right? The fact that he engages in another activity. Saying Kiddush is engaging yourself in another activity. You're enunciating it, you're saying the words properly, you have to figure out what to say exactly, it's, you know. But just passively listening and drinking, apparently, according to Rav, that's not Asadas. It's not a level, it's a level of Asaskos, of the Amira, which is the Asadas, according to Rav. But apparently, the Kiyam Kiddush, or the listening, quiet listening is not an involvement such that you're you're engaging yourself in another activity. But the engaging in another activity is like Hasadas. Even though you're not actively forgetting about the washing, but you're engaging in something else, that's Hasadas. That's the din of Hasadas. That's Rav Salah. That's Rav Salah. Okay? So far so good? Okay. Comes along Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, and he says, well, hold on a second. How could Rav have possibly said this halacha? Because I was at Rav's table many times, and I'm telling you, this is what he did. When he was hungry, he would make Kiddush on bread. When he was thirsty, he'd make Kiddush on wine. So apparently you have an option to make Kiddush on either one. Right? So Rashi learns, so why don't you just, in this case, what, do you have to be able to Kiddush on somebody else? Just make Kiddush on bread. Just make Kiddush on bread. And it'll be simple. Right? Just make Kiddush on bread. That was the problem. Correct? Because that would have solved everything. So apparently Rashi's learning that when Rav, and it says that Rav, when he was hungry, he'd make Kiddush on bread, when he was thirsty, he'd make Kiddush on wine. Is lav dafka that he's hungry or that he's thirsty, but it means he has an option. He held, you really have an option to either way. And how would Rav determine? Based on hunger or thirst. But if you happen to wash already, even though maybe you're thirsty and he may have been planning on making Kiddush on wine, but now that he washed by accident, he's now going to just be able to just go off track and now make Kiddush on bread. Right? Apparently that's the way Rashi's learning. Because Rashi's holding that he would be able to. The Gemara's kasha is, why not just wash and make it on the bread? Right? So apparently that's the way Rashi's holding. It doesn't matter that you originally were planning on making Kiddush on the wine. Right? Yes. Okay, good? So that's the Gemara's kasha, according to the way Rashi learns. Okay? And basically the Gemara backs off. I mean, that's the conclusion. Okay? But the Rashbam learns differently. Okay? And that's what we're up to. This is what we're up to today, basically. Okay? Okay, so up to the Chaviva Rashbam, the Chaviva Le Rifta. It's like the sixth wide line or so in the Rashbam. Okay, Kofavim Beis. The Chaviva Le Rifta. Okay, so let's read this carefully. We'll figure out what he's saying. Shall you roe when he was hungry, Mekadesh Rifta? Alma, you see, lo boi netila achriti. You don't need another netila. Originally you could wash your hands and just you make the eat the bread of Kiddush. Alma Kiddush la'achar netila lo choshev hasagadas. So you see, Kiddush after netila isn't considered hasagadas. V'chein elchasa the misha natal yadav kodim Kiddush, that if someone washes, so to the halacha will be, if someone who washes before Kiddush, and so lachsav lo achar Kiddush. You're not going to have to rewash and make Kiddush. You don't have to wash again. For lo iflugu rabbanon bein mekadesh erifta l'mekadesh achamra. Apparently the Gemara, the Rabbanon, don't differentiate between whether you make Kiddush on bread or you make Kiddush on wine. Midaloka mahadile, the Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel midi. The Gemara never answered Rav Shmuel bar Masa and says, no, that's fine when you make Kiddush on bread, but not when you make Kiddush on wine. But l'chila he should wash, you know, do it into his name afterwards. Okay, fine. 1 second. Okay, let's not go further. So what's he saying? I mean, we go further afterwards. But so what's pshat in what he's saying? Is he learning like Rashi? Is he learning different? Okay, this is, I think, pshat, okay? Let's just tell you pshat here. That he's saying like this. What did Rav used to do? Rav used to do is he'd wash, he'd make Kiddush on Pas, right? Sometimes. Now, what would be the Sidra Dvarim? So apparently he'd wash before Kiddush, obviously. He'd wash. He'd say Kiddush, and then he'd eat the bread, right? Oh, well, hold on a second. Don't you have this Kiddush as a hafzik between the washing and the meal? Aren't you supposed to go straight from the washing into the meal? But what about Kiddush? Kiddush is a whole long Seder Dvarim. It's not exactly wash hamotzi eat. It's wash Kiddush hamotzi eat. Or hamotzi Kiddush eat. You've got a long thing going on here. Right? So how does that work? Apparently, Kiddush isn't a hafzik between washing and suda. Okay, Kiddush apparently isn't a hafzik. Oh, so if that's the case, so then what's the problem? Even if you're making Kiddush on wine, what's the problem? So if you wash by accident, so make Kiddush on wine and then eat. Apparently, Kiddush is not a problem. Apparently, Kiddush is not a problem. Why not? What's the why not? So that Rashbam earlier said, and this is what we talked about yesterday a little bit. But he says he had a havmina, but now it turns out maybe it's maskana. But that since Kiddush is b'makom seuda, since it's halacha that in Kiddush al makom seuda, Kiddush is like and has to be in the same location as the seuda. He said Kiddush is halachically the haschala of the seuda Shabbos. You must begin your Suda Shabbos with giving Shavach about Shabbos, and then you embark in Suda Shabbos. And that's why it's being in the same location. It's like one continuous, the halachic Suda Shabbos begins with expressing the uniqueness of Shabbos, and on that big platform you have your Suda Shabbos. So it's halachically part of Suda Shabbos. So the halacha of that you have to have a tziruf between the washing and the Suda is true, you can't have anything in between, but Kiddush is part of the Suda, halachically. It's not part of the, like, it's the appetitive Suda, but it's part of the halachic Suda. So therefore, he's saying Kiddush. That's how Rav would make Kiddush on bread. He'd make Kiddush on bread. He has a whole long story about Sheshme Bereshus and Vayichulu. Why is not a hafsek? Oh, because that's the Haskalah of the Suda. So apparently, apparently since that's the Haskalah of the Suda, it's not a hafsek. So he says, equally, if you wash, you can make Kiddush afterwards, and that's also not going to be hafsek, because that's the Haskalah of the Suda. And that's Haskalah of the Suda. And then that's what the Rashi is saying, is that the Gemara could have answered. It could have tried to answer, no, that only works if it's bread. That only works if you make Kiddush on bread. That doesn't work if you make Kiddush on wine. Right? But the Gemara did not say that. That's what he's saying. As you see, the Gemara did not answer that. Because the Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara started it off. He says, if you wash, you can't make Kiddush. Then he says, but you see Rav make Kiddush on pas. So the Gemara could have said, yeah, fine, Kiddush isn't a hafsek if you make Kiddush on pas. But if you make Kiddush on yain, it is. But that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. Apparently the Gemara didn't say that. So apparently you see the Gemara held that there's no such chiluk. That it doesn't matter whether it's pas or whether it's yain. It's the same thing. Kiddush isn't going to be hafsek because the Kiddush runs through the point. It doesn't matter. Right? And that's why he's posking that way. He's saying it's apparently that's what the Gemara holds. So he's not saying like what Rashi learned, that you have to make Kiddush on pas. Right? It seems like Rashi learned that way. It seems like Rashi would learn in Echanami, really, there is a chiluk. If you would have tried to make Kiddush on Yayin, you would have a problem. You'd have a Hasadah's problem. Right? So why? What's the difference between whether you do it on Kiddush or on the pas or on Yayin? What is that difference? I mean, the problem is saying there's no difference, but apparently Rashi holds that there is.
Difference. The pas itself is...
Okay, good. So obviously, right, is that apparently if it was pas, Kiddush on pas, you'll say, and this we talked about a little yesterday, but you'll say there's a long hamotzi. There's the Kiddush al pas, that's not Kiddush, that's all part of the hamotzi. It's one seder dvarim on the pas. So it's like, how do you're eating your pas with Kiddush and you're making one package deal. So that's not going to be a hafsik between the... Because the hamotzi is not a hafsik, right? So you wash your hands and you make hamotzi. So apparently that's all part of the eating of the pas. So if you make Kiddush on pas, you'll say that's the way you're being misadah the bracha. It's a long bracha on pas. You're making a long bracha on the pas. But if you're going to make Kiddush, so then altogether your Kiddush is... That's, you can't say that's part of your pas. That's not part of your chilas pas. That's just part of your eating Kiddush. You're making Kiddush. So that's an extraneous thing. But when you're eating pas, so it happens to be, when you eat pas on Shabbos, so then you say Kiddush as part of your bracha on the pas. You don't just make hamotzi, but you also say this is pas as Yudah Shabbos, and you give shevach on the pas, on the yom, and all that. But that's all part of the bracha on the pas. Right? Just like the Kiddush is normally Kiddush al Yayin, that's Kiddush al pas. So that's not going to be a hafsek. This is because between your washing and your suda. Because it's a long bracha of pas. But if you want to start bringing yayin in, now already you're introducing something extraneous. Nothing to do with the meal, nothing to do with the pas. So you wouldn't be able to do that. So that's why Rashi learns, so what the Gemara must be saying is that why not just make Kiddush on pas in such an instance? But the Rashbam's not learning that way. Rashbam's learning that he's saying is since you see you make Kiddush on pas, apparently Rashbam doesn't go for this idea of a long hamotzi. You know, he holds the fact that you can make Kiddush on pas shows you that Kiddush isn't a hafsek. Once you say Kiddush isn't a hafsek, apparently it's not going to be hafsek whether you do Kiddush on yayin or Kiddush on pas. Right? Apparently that's the case. The Gemara didn't answer anything, so apparently the Gemara holds. Maybe it'll matter, because let me see. One question is like this, is why doesn't the Rashbam learn like Rashi? Right? I mean, because Rashi is making a deduction here. He's deriving a halacha. Apparently you say that you could say Kiddush on pas, Kiddush on Yayin, it's not going to be hafsik. But how does he know that? Maybe the Gemara is just suggesting that you'll make Kiddush on pas. Right? Like the way Rashi learns. Right? Rashi just says, Alma lo boy netila chriti. You don't need new netila. Alma kara mashiva achal nama the kedusha. Just wash and eat the bread of Kiddush. Because he should say that otherwise. I mean, I think if Rashi were learning like the Rashbam, he should say, okay, fine. You eat the bread of Kiddush, And likewise, you could also do the same thing with wine. He doesn't say that. Sounds like he's just saying you can do it with bread, because that's the bread of Kiddush. So that's all part of the bracha on the bread. But how does the Rashbam, why does the Rashbam go away from that? How do you know? I'm saying, how does the Rashbam know? The Rashbam's making a bold conclusion. It's from the fact that he made Kiddush, that Rav made Kiddush on Pas, and it's not going to be a hefsek when you make Kiddush on Pas. The Kiddush isn't going to be a hefsek between the washing and the eating of the Pas. So too, you could even say Kiddush al Ayin, and it's not going to be a hefsek between the Tizlam and the Pas. Right? So I'm saying, how does he know that? Because the Gemara never differentiates. So I'm saying, yeah, according to the way he reads the Gemara, he's the one who's forcing that the Gemara means that that it's saying is you're still making Kiddush on the Ayin, and it's not going to be a hefsek. But you could have equally learned the Gemara like Rashi and say that it means that why not just change your plan and make Kiddush on Pas? And then you don't have any Raya. Then all you know is that if you make Kiddush on Pas, that's not going to be a hefsek because that's one, it's like a long hamotzi. Right, it's like a long hamotzi, and that's not going to be hafsek, right? But who's to say that that's going to work if you make a Kiddush al Yayin? You're right, right. So you could say, I mean, this is what Matt and Avi are saying, is you could say he doesn't buy that idea that there's a difference between Kiddush al Pas and Kiddush al Yayin, because if you hold that Yayin it would be a hasek hadas, so what does that mean? It means you hold Kiddush is extraneous to the meal, right? That Kiddush is very nice, it's halachically part, whatever, but in terms of Atilas Yedilchus and Atilas Yedayim, you have to have a tziruf between Atilas Yedayim and the Suda proper. And Kiddush Alayayin, although it's true, Kiddush Ayom and all that is very nice, but bottom line is that's going to be Atzadas. Right? Oh, so if that were the case, that Kiddush is Atzadas because it's extraneous, then how would it really make sense to make Kiddush on bread? Because you're going to wash, and then you're going to start doing a whole long Kiddush. It's true, it's on bread, but bottom line is, how do you justify saying Kiddush there? Right? So, apparently, he doesn't hold it. In other words, Rashi, we said, learns that there's an idea, it's like an extended Berach Samotzi. Right? And therefore, we said it wouldn't be considered Hasadas, because that's just a long Hamotzi. But that's a chiddush. I mean, you could just say, what do you mean a long hamotzi? Bottom line is, you're involved in a whole extraneous idea. Hamotzi is part of the suda. But but kiddush is a whole different thing. So the fact that it could be that's Rashbam's, Rashi has to say that type of a spot. He has to say, I mean, he doesn't say this much, but it would seem he'd have to say that hamotzi wouldn't be Hasek Hadas because this is a long Hamotzi. Right? That you'd say is considered like a long Hamotzi. So Kiddush al Hamas, that would be one long Kiddush, one long Berach Hamotzi, and it's not going to be Hasek Hadas. But Yayin is extraneous. So it could be that the Rashbam doesn't buy that. Right? But that's what you're saying? The Rashbam doesn't buy saying that differentiation. Right? But I'll tell you what, I have a problem with saying that. Because the Rashbam says, and there's no difference between Kiddush al Yayin or Kiddush al Pas, right? How do you know? Because the Gemara never says it. Because the Gemara never says that. So apparently the Rashbam in Svara could have heard such a thing. He's just saying is that the Gemara isn't mechalik like that. So apparently he's not saying in Svara that's crazy. He brings up that possibility. He just says, check out the Gemara. The Gemara never says, well, hold on a second. Rav made Kiddush on Pas. Yeah, by Pas it's not going to be Hafsik. But by Ayin it would be Hafsik. Oh, the Gemara never said that, so apparently there's no Svara like that. But what I'm saying is that's assuming you read the Gemara like he's reading the Gemara. But if you read the Gemara like Rashi, you can't deduce that. So now why don't you read the Gemara like Rashi? Because the Rashbam holds that's a bad Svara, then Rashbam holds that's a bad Svara, then what does he have to prove that that's not the Svara from the fact that the Gemara never brought it up? Just say that's a crazy Svara. Okay, it would seem from the Rashbam that he could have heard that idea. He's just proving from the Gemara that there's no such chiluk.
But that's where the question is coming from.
Yeah, right. The Rashbam is being medayik from the Gemara, from what the Gemara didn't say, didn't differentiate between Pas and Yayin. He's saying, apparently you see, the Gemara is comparing. It's saying, just like by pas the kiddush isn't miyafzik. By kishal pas the kiddush isn't miyafzik. So to kishal yayin, it's not miyafzik. What I'm saying is that's assuming that the Gemara is learning that Rav, in this instance, Rav was saying you should just keep making kiddush on aliyin. But if you learn like Rashi that it's a change of plan, it's saying is why not just make kiddush on pas in this instance, right? Just make kiddush on pas in this instance, then you don't have any rayas. So I'm saying is how does the Rashbam have a right to deduce anything? Necessarily. And he realizes, this is my point, is that Rashbam realizes that you could have differentiated. It's not so simple to just compare pas to yayin. And so, but yet he says, Hachi Hilchasa, this is the Psak Halacha. That if you do this, if you forget and you wash, go ahead and make Kiddush Aliyayin, no problems. How does he know it? He's proving it from a Gemara. Apparently the Gemara holds that. So I'm saying is, he's willing to differentiate. He's saying the Gemara doesn't differentiate. But I'm saying is, that's because he's reading the Gemara a specific way. But he got to realize that there's another way to read the Gemara. But apparently he doesn't like reading the Gemara that way. Apparently he has a problem reading the Gemara that way. Right? So that's my question. What's his problem? Or what's difficult about the way Rashi is reading the Gemara? Okay, so I'll tell you what I think factually. And we have to give a svara for it. But I think here's just a way to learn. Okay? A way to learn is like this. If you read the Gemara, there's something striking about Rashi's way of learning. Because what does the Gemara say? Is that, Zimnin de chaviva aleha rifta, at times when he loved bread, means when he was hungry, mekadesh arifta. Zimnin de chaviva lechamra, when he was thirsty, he wanted wine, he made kiddush on wine, right? True? So when did he make kiddush on bread? When he was hungry. Right? When he made kiddush on wine, when he was thirsty. Okay. Now, in this case, was the guy hungry or thirsty?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it seems the case is just a normal case, or we don't know really. But simple, you could just say it's a simple case where a guy is... The case the guy was thirsty, or the guy was going to make kiddush on yayin. Obviously, that's the case. The case is you're making kiddush on yayin and you forgot. Oops, I forgot. I washed. Right, that's the problem here. So the problem is not that you were planning on making kiddush on pas. I mean, obviously, that's not what's the point of this Gemara. If you're planning on making kiddush on pas, just wash your hands and make kiddush on pas. So apparently, the case in our Gemara was where the guy was going to make kiddush on yayin. He's ready to make kiddush on yayin. He was thirsty, whatever. And now he says he washes by accident, and now he's in a bind. What am I going to do? Right? Yes. So now, is it so simple to say you could just now go on the pas track? You're thirsty. You're not a hungry guy. You're a thirsty guy, and you're supposed to be making kiddush on yayin right now. You can't just, you could learn. I mean, there's two ways to learn what Rav's thing. I mean, because look, there is a halacha of kiddush on yayin. Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Zachar Yom HaYayin. That's the Gemara. The kiddush is set up on yayin. Pas is Rav's kiddush when he was hungry. He would make kiddush on pas. He held that it's an alternate. But you could say what allows you to do the alternate is the fact that you're hungry. The fact that that's you're starving, you want pas, that's what you want. So then you can make kiddush on pas. But just stop, you can't make kiddush on pas. You're not a hungry guy. You're just doing normal kiddush. It's a normal week. So now you have to make kiddush on yayin, so that's not an option. If you take that as a premise, that you can't just change like that, so then you're talking about a case here where the guy has to make kiddush on yayin. So now what's the Gemara saying? So then how are you going to read the Gemara? So it says, Rav used to make kiddush on pas. Okay, what does that have anything to do with anything? Apparently, the Rashbam says, I'll tell you what it has to do with it. How do you make kiddush on pas? Why isn't kiddush hafzik? Apparently, kiddush isn't hafzik. Oh, so since kiddush isn't hafzik, it's not going to be hafzik in our case either, even though you're making kiddush on yayin. The kiddush yayin isn't going to be a hafzik. Oh, but the Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara mechalik and say, oh, that's pas, that's yayin? Rashbam says, apparently the Gemara holds is no such chiluk. Apparently the Gemara holds, kvas and yayin the same thing. The only way you can make Rashi's move, if you hold that Rav's halacha, that you can make kiddush on pas or on yayin, means it's totally optional. You could just have a right to just go whichever way you want. It's totally up to you. So therefore, you were planning to make kiddush on yayin? Okay, fine, so now you'll switch the pas. Big deal. That's what allows you to learn the Gemara Rashi's way, is the fact that he learns the statement that Rav would make Kiddush on whichever one he wanted, that it's a total option. But if you learn that it's not a total option, it's dependent upon your mood, so then you can't just switch over because of brachos issues. You with me? So if you buy that, then that's the cheshbon, then we have to have a svara for this. Now then it throws us into the question about whether or not, under what conditions you have a right to make Kiddush on Pas. And it gets us into the question of Kiddush on Pas and Kiddush on Yayin, and this is very halacha of Rav. Right? How do we understand this halacha of Rav, which is, look, before Rav came along, everyone would have thought Kiddush is always on Yayin. Rav is the one who has this shita that he holds that if you're hungry, you can make Kiddush on, you know, when he was hungry, you make Kiddush on Yayin, thirsty, make Kiddush on Pas, whatever, the opposite. Right? So Rashi's going to learn, oh, what does that mean when he was hungry and he was thirsty? It means it's basically up for grabs. You can do whatever you want. How would Rav decide? Well, he just went by his personal preference. But you couldn't learn differently. You could learn it really, hungry, thirsty isn't just a way of saying is he made Kiddush on whichever he wanted, but it actually somehow plays into the halacha. Right? So that's what we have to figure out now. So could we define that machlokas? The two different ways of learning Rav. Again, this is all based upon, if you're following with me in the Cheshbon and you buy that this is, I'm kind of constructing a way of interpreting the Rashbam and Rashi. I'm putting a lot into it, but I'm just kind of taking some steps and making some deductions. I don't think this is the only possible way to read. Maybe you could have some other way to get out of it or whatever. But I think anyways, I think it's not so simple of how to understand when it says sometimes you make Kiddush on Pas when he was hungry, you know, that whole thing. Well, I'm saying like this. I mean, I'm saying that maybe to say it better is that the Gemara held, according to the Rashbam, that the default of Kiddush is Aliyayin. That was the Takana, Kiddush Aliyayin. It's just that if you're hungry, you have a right to bypass Yayin and to use Pas. That's what Rav held. That it's true, Takana of Kiddush is Kiddush Aliyayin. But when Rav was hungry, then he held that you have a right to avoid the yayin and to go for the pas. It's the hunger is what allows you to make the kiddush al pas. But the standard case, if you don't have that special situation where you're hungry, really, really hungry, and you need to get the pas, then there's the default halacha is the kiddush al yayin. So therefore, I'm saying is the normal case is not necessarily guys thirsty. I'm learning it's like hungry as opposed to thirsty, but hungry is the kiddush. And when you're hungry, you have a right to go off of the ordinary course. You know, but when you're thirsty, or even if you're just normal, whatever, then you have to make Kiddush on the Yayin. Right? Rav's Kiddush is that when he was hungry, he was able to make Kiddush on Pas. But I'm learning is the case of the Gemara is the default case. And it's clear the case of the Gemara is talking about a guy who was making Kiddush on the Yayin, otherwise there's no discussion. So I guess it gets us to the question altogether. I mean, what's the argument? What's the sense of saying you can Kiddush on Pas? For instance, this is a halacha that Havdalah can't be on Pas. Kiddush can't be on, Havdalah can't be on Pas. Havdalah has to be on Yayin. Okay. Why? Like, why is it that Kiddush has the right to be on Pas? What's this new idea? I mean, in general, a lot of things are halakos. V'ayin, like Berachas Eirusin, right? Benching. We always do things on Yayin, right? Yayin is like Chashivas, right? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. I don't know of any other instance where you use Pas. I mean, you always do Kiddush things all Yayin, right? Havdalah, for instance, this open. But I mean, whoever heard of such a thing that you just do Berachas Eirusin, Hallel. I mean, there's a Kosher, there's a Pasuk. It's Kosher Shos Esso, Shem Hashem Echo. Pick up the Kosher and I'll call on Shem Hashem. I mean, Yayin is Chashiv, and you make Kiddush, and you make Brachas on Yayin. Yayin is Chashivas. Pas is not necessarily Chashivas. Pas is Pas. Pas is a Zan. Whatever, but it's not really Chashiv in general. And you don't have such a thing. So Rav is being Mechadish. That when it comes to Kiddush, there's a halacha of Kiddush al Pas. By the way, I think the way Rabbeinu Tam learns that you can't make Kiddush Halva, you can't learn Kiddush Halva. He like relearns this whole Gemara, even though it sounds like open, but Rabbeinu Tam's sheet, it doesn't work.
He heard that, like he learned that.
Even Rav did. Yeah, he learns this case. I forgot how he learns it. It's this Tosis, it's a big Tosis. But I saw it. His sheet does, it's not what Rav means. It doesn't mean that. Even though it sounds open.
He said
it's a sense to that. Right, so what I'm saying is, what's the sense of saying you make Kiddush Halvas? You don't find Berachos Halvas in general. Right, before we get into, does it work, you're hungry, you're not hungry, or this, or that, I'm saying it's just a simple idea. What's the sense of that? You know, Shira Ela Yayin. I mean, there's all, you know, Mashir El Yayin. I mean, in general, that's the idea. We use, to enhance Shevach, we use Yayin, not Pas. So what do we do is, why don't we stop here? Let's think about this problem. So what's this idea altogether, why Kiddush should be different? And once we get into that, then we have to figure out, Rashi Rashbam, in terms of whether or not you have a right to just switch like that, willy-nilly, just to switch from Pas to Yayin, you know, from Yayin to Pas, because of Bracha's problem. There's 9 problems. Where do you say, no, you can only do it if you're hungry, thirsty. Right, but in order to do that, I think we have to get into the whole sense altogether of a Rav's Halacha, of doing Kiddush Al Pas, which is a Kiddush. Right? So why don't we leave that for next week? Okay, so we'll pick up on Monday.